Well, welcome everyone to Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, very pleased to have with us for our first coach's profile of the new season on the Inside ECAC program. We have Dave Smith, the new head coach of the RPI Engineers. And of course, we got to know Dave on Inside Atlantic Hockey over the last several years as the head coach of Canisius, moving now from Buffalo, still staying in upstate New York, but moving down from Buffalo down to the Capital District, Detroit, to take over the engineer program. Dave, I want to welcome you, and congratulations on the move. I'm sure new challenges and a lot of excitement for you to take the reins of the RPI program.
Well, thank you, Bernie. Thanks for having me on. And it is extremely exciting, not just for me and our family, but for everybody right now, just to get the season started. And a lot of changes here at RPI, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, you know, the question, I think it was for you literary types out there, Tom Wolfe posed that question about can you go home again? Well, Dave Smith will have an answer for us this weekend, because the quirk of the schedule, as it were, where does RPI happen to open? Columbus, Ohio, Ohio State Buckeyes, two-game series this weekend. And, of course, for people that might not know, Dave was the captain of the 1991 and 92 teams. He was actually a junior captain, was MVP as a senior, 140 points during his career, outstanding career as a player at Ohio State. So you'll know your way around this weekend. It'll be a familiar setting there when you get back to Columbus and take that bus ride down to campus to get ready to play.
Well, it'll be great. That was a long time ago, Bernie. That was a real long time ago. And I hear the stats and those things, and as I've shared with our guys, I'm going to tell them a lot of lies. Tell them a lot of lies about my experience there, but it is a nice quirk in the schedule for us at RPI to be going to play at Ohio State, my alma mater, and people are starting to ask questions, because in my time at Canisius, we opened the Harbor Center against Ohio State as well, but
yes,
some big events, yeah. For sure in my life at Ohio State, and now in my coaching career playing against them, and memorable nights and games for sure.
And moving on, after 12 years at Canisius, and closed out on a very impressive note, we might add, last year with 21-11-7, was the Atlantic Hockey Coach of the Year and first regular season title for the Griffs. So you'll have the Griffs in pretty good shape there, Coach, after last season. Now, moving on to RPI, I guess, you know, obvious question. How have you, in a very short time, embraced the culture, RPI, academically, hockey-wise, great hockey tradition that goes all the way back to Ned Harkness and national championship with 1954, Mike Edessa in 1985, one of the greatest college hockey teams ever, and how's Dave Smith become part of that in a very short time to get ready for the season?
Yeah, well, RPI has welcomed myself and my family, my wife Susan, and I have two daughters. They've welcomed us with open arms, and the history and tradition of RPI hockey, it oozes out of the seats, it oozes out of the building here, and it's front and center every day, and paralleled only by the passion and the pride of the fans and the alumni. It's truly a special place when you combine the elite academics of an institution like RPI with the hockey history and tradition. In a nutshell, Bernie, that's a big draw and a big reason why I chose to come here. There's a lot of power in this program, and they didn't have the type of results that they would have liked. But I believe that my structure, my culture, the staff here, and what we're trying to build, I believe we can put the power and the passion into some positive results.
Before we talk about the personnel as you get ready for the challenge of the Buckeyes this weekend, let's talk a little bit off ice. You had a unique experience, a four-day bonding expedition up to Britt, Ontario, an opportunity for community service, and a little fishing competition for you, and probably even more importantly for you, as much for the players, to have that familiarity and get to know these guys a little bit.
It really was, Bernie. It was an unbelievable experience that started when our staff got together and we said, we need to accelerate the process of getting comfortable with each other and just being familiar so that every day we're not on eggshells, every day we're not, just being cautious. So to go up there into a place that my father-in-law, he grew up, he played in the National Hockey for 11 years in a very small community, and be able to help that community and Wright's Marina, which is a legendary place up in Britt, Ontario, to be able to help that community and accomplish our goals was outstanding. And to put it in a nutshell, or one phrase, I guess, anytime you're going to go to an island with 30 people and no plumbing, you're going to get to know each other pretty quick. And we did that.
And you succeeded.
Yes, we all made it back alive.
Absolutely. The survival factor came. It could have been a reality show there, Coach, from the sound of it. Indeed.
Yes.
As far as the team you inherited, three key seniors, they're all going to have letters on the sweaters this year. Two of them are on defense. And when you really look at perceived strength of this team starting out, you really got to start on the blue line. The fact that you've got a pretty good core group to work with coming back, with guys like Wilson and Prevesevis and also Riley, who had a big freshman year for RPI a year ago.
Yeah, I really like our D-core. A couple seniors, a couple juniors, and Will getting drafted by Pittsburgh this year are great starting points for sure. I believe that that group has set the tone in our locker room. To have two of our three captains on the back end speaks to the maturity and the willingness to be part of a transition and to do it in a positive way. So I'm really excited about what the back end has. There's flexibility back there. There's mobility. And we have some choices in moving guys around. So the competition is high, but we're starting with an excellent group.
Return 55 overall points and 16 goals from the back end. That's pretty good contributions overall for any club, particularly with Wilson. He's a guy that should give you an immediate presence on the power play, where he was very effective trigger man with six power play goals a year ago.
Yeah, he's special, Bernie. He's got some special characteristics. He went to Anaheim Ducks camp, and he plays hard. He plays the right way, and he's got an absolute cannon for a shot. And I watched a lot of video on him prior to stepping on the ice with them, and it was noticeable that from video to our first practice, he had worked on his game and he improved again. So. His work ethic, his leadership is outstanding, and his on-ice skills are terrific. So I'm really he's going to have a lot. He's a lot on his plate as a leader and specialty teams with power play and penalty kill, but he's critical to our overall team success, and a great young man.
Lost the leading scorer from a year ago, Riley Bourbonnais, was a mainstay over the course of his 4 years for the Engineers, but you do have some options up front to develop the next three guys all back in the mix for you, the next three scorers up front. How are the forward line combinations shaping up as you begin to try to, I'm sure, mix and match and see who's comfortable with who in terms of being the most effective?
Yeah, we have, and I haven't looked a lot at last year's stats. I know what they are. But I do know that we've got some key pieces returning and some adding some key pieces. So Evan Tyrannese and Brady Whiffen are two centermen that are outstanding with skill and competitiveness. Jacob Hayhurst is a guy who's going to be a sophomore who's got elite skill and elite competitiveness. And I think a couple of things that maybe went against RPI last year that were tough to control was the number of freshmen that were on the team. Those guys are all becoming sophomores this year, and it's an exceptionally talented class. And you add into that mix Todd Burgess, who's a fourth-round pick to Ottawa, missed the entire season due to injury last year, and he's back now and looks terrific. So there's some returning guys that are new that are added to that mix that hopefully we can get them to gel together. And the lines are coming together. We've only had an exhibition game, but the chemistry is there. They're playing with pace, and they're playing the right way. And yeah, we need some adversity though, Bernie. We need to have a couple negatives so that we can respond and pull even further. Right now, the theory has been great and the practice has been great, and time to play another team.
Have that opportunity, and talked about the offense and shaping up the line combinations, your decor. In goal, Chase Perry, Detroit Red Wings selection. He is one of two sophomores now returning as juniors to the program. What perspective can you give us as far as the goaltending position to open the season?
Yeah, it's going to be critical as well. I mean, it's important on every successful team. Chase Perry returns having a lot of experience, played every minute down the stretch last year. They had, Kyle St. Denis came in. We've added to that mix Lyndon Marshall, who's a fairly highly touted freshman, went to Vancouver Canucks development camp. So Chase will get the load in the beginning, and my hope is that the pressure and the push that comes from Lyndon Marshall will elevate Chase to new heights. He's terrific, terrifically athletic in the net. Moves very well, competes very hard, and I want Lyndon nipping at his heels, and that would be the best scenario for us.
And finally, special teams, it must have heartened you a bit to know that that RPI power play was pretty good. It was top 10 in the nation last year. It was over 21%. Good news. Bad news is it was minus 20 in terms of attempts from the PK to the penalty kill. I know that's something you want to work on discipline-wise to make sure you're not giving away too many power play or an inordinate amount of power play opportunities for the other club.
Yeah, I think every team has that goal. We want to be disciplined. We want to be competitive. And when you have, I look at the power play, Bernie, as a plus one situation. That penalty kill is the most important specialty team. You can have success with a great penalty kill. And I think statistics from RPI last year would tell you that a good power play doesn't ensure wins, but a good penalty kill does. So we want to be good in all those situations, and staying out of the box is a piece of it. So it's a lot of moving pieces are coming together for sure, and then it'll culminate this weekend with a game on Friday night. But staying out of the box and being great on specialty teams will never change in importance for me.
Ohio State will be the challenge, and they opened with Wisconsin. They had a couple of tight battles and split two out in Madison at the Kohl Center. Your thoughts about this Buckeye team that you're going to face out of the gate?
Yeah, they're good. They're real good. I enjoyed watching the games, both from a scouting perspective on video and a fan's perspective. They were entertaining games. They play hard. They play fast. They've got a lot of depth. They're well coached, and it's no surprise that every weekend in college hockey, you're going to see a great team. And right now, the Ohio State team is the one that's in front of us, and I don't think there's anybody in the country that can't beat anybody else, and let's go play the game. So Ohio State has all those things I mentioned, and we've got a lot of things as well. But I'm looking forward to a great battle.
It should be as the Dave Smith era commences for the RPI Engineers, and it will be at Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. The Engineers and the Buckeyes of Ohio State this weekend. Coach, always a pleasure. Enjoyed our time on one of my other podcasts on Inside Atlantic Hockey, and I'm sure we'll enjoy the time here on Inside ECAC Hockey as we follow you and the Engineers. All the best to you.
Well, thank you, Bernie. I appreciate what you're doing and the opportunity to talk about RPI, and especially going to Ohio State, a lot of positives. I appreciate the timing and the chance to talk about those things. Thank you.
Dave Smith, our guest here on Inside ECAC Hockey, our first coach's profile as he makes his debut behind the bench for the RPI Engineers. We'll be back.